Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and for those who probably may be new to me, I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone. This is a new time for me. I have always been coming in the afternoons, but now with things being, you know, changed around with my family a little bit, we are going to do this in the evenings. So I hope that, you know, if you're listening and you're new, I would love to hear from you, to introduce yourself, which I will be doing shortly as well. So if you'd like to call in for some guidance, or, if you'd like to share the energy that you're feeling this week, or anything that you have been learning this week or this past week, I would love to hear from you. So my number here is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So before I, do a little bit of an introduction of myself, I'd like to go straight ahead to the energy of this week. So if you haven't had a chance, especially if you're new, you can go to facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kath. That's C-A-T-H. And you could go there for my weekly energy readings. So Monday I was on live to come to you with the archangels. And this week we have archangels Raphael, and we have Archangel Gabriel, as well as a few other archangels that are showing up towards the end of this week, especially now that we are going to be, or we are in the full moon or new moon energy. So tomorrow, I believe, is the new moon. And so this new moon is going to bring about some energies that are going to help you when it comes to your power. And so, when it comes to setting intentions with the new moon, call on Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel is a great archangel when it comes to setting intentions, as well as Archangel Uriel to help you to see your power. So, we are in the series of living the life that you were meant to live. And part of living that life is to have that power. We need that to have our power back. If we have been giving it away because of limiting beliefs. And so this week, we are being asked to really hone in on what it is that we truly want to do, to really think about what it is that we want, and to give it a little bit of a spin, because last year, we had the whole pandemic, and we're still in that pandemic, and it has really brought about that change that we may have been forced into. So, a lot of us were really pushed out of our comfort. And so when it comes to rethinking about those dreams that we have, those things that we want to accomplish, those goals that we want to accomplish this year and this month and each month after that, how is it going to look a little bit different now that we are still in this with COVID and with a lot of different things happening in this world. So how, what does that look like now? And so, you know, I had mentioned in end of December, beginning of January, how this year is going to be a year of rebuilding and a year of lots of reimagining, redreaming. All of those different things are coming up for us. And so it's about taking those dreams that we have, those things that we truly want to accomplish, our purpose, you know, to really think about those and to think about them again and think about it, them in a way that is going to first align with what is going on with this world, with the pandemic, because, you know, with this pandemic, things are going to be looking very differently for us. And so, you know, when it comes to those dreams that you have, those passions that you have, how does that look different now? How can you still achieve those goals? How can you still step into your purpose with all that has changed in this world right now? How can you make it so that you can still do those things that you were meant to do and still go for it, still take those actions? And this, you know, this month especially, we're really ramping up, you know, the energy is moving faster. Not, maybe not as fast as we would like, but we're gradually increasing that energy of taking action. So, you know, if you have been doing a lot of thinking, a lot of soul searching the last few months, it is now time to take some action. It's time to do those things and take that next step that you are meant to take in order to move forward, in order to achieve those goals, and in order to be able to do even more that the divine has for you. So, you know, when it comes to the divine and, you know, helping us achieve our goals, they show us with each step. So there are baby steps that we need to take in order to really reach those goals that we want to reach. So what is it that the divine is showing you this week when it comes to that action? What is it that, what is that step you need to take in order to really move forward in your goals? And, you know, if we don't take those steps, we can't move anywhere. We can't go anywhere. We can't achieve those goals. So, but when we set those intentions this week, you know, with the new moon, and, you know, to not so to dream big in this month and each month as you get through each month, and, you know, soon, before you know it, this year's going to be over. I know 2020 was, I know for myself, it went by really fast. And so, you know, this year is going to go by really fast as well. But we want you to be able to, and the divine wants you to know that they're always there with you to help you to, you know, set those goals, but also to understand what those next steps are. So what does that look like for you? And then taking that step, it's important to take that, take action on it. You know, it's important for us to, you know, let go of those fears and the limiting beliefs that are coming in. You know, when we do new things, you may get those butterflies in your stomach. And so, you know, that's your solar plexus working. And so, and the divine wants you to really see that they are, you know, the divine, your spirit guides, your guardian angels, they're all there with you, guiding you, and they're protecting you, and they're supporting you each and every way. So, you know, now because we were pushed out of our comfort zones in many ways, how can you, you know, take that next step? And yes, it's, you know, going out of your comfort zones as well. It's taking that step that may be scary. You don't know, you may not know what's going to happen, you know, once you say yes and take that step. But, you know that because of those intentions that you set, they're going to help you each step of the way. And also, when we take that step, we are showing the divine, we are telling the divine that we are ready and we want to take that step. We want to do, we want to accomplish those goals. We want to really go after and step into our purpose. And when we do that, when we take that step, that is when the abundance starts to flow. That is when the clarity starts to come in. And, you may not be able to see too far in advance, but they're going to show you each step of the way. And, as we accomplish each step, they're going to show you that next step and the next and the next, but you just have to keep going. So this month, it's about taking that action, taking those steps so that you can achieve those goals. So what is it that the divine is showing you this week that you need to do? And we have to remember, because, they know that with our humanness, if it was a huge step for us, it would be hard for us to take that step. So they're always going to be small steps. They're always going to be those baby steps so that we can learn and we can grow and we can really step into our purpose. So what is it that's coming in for you? And I would love to hear from you as well. So if you'd like to talk about it, my number again is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So that is the energy that's coming in this week. If you do still, and right now is a great time to set those intentions and, to call on the archangels to help you to set those intentions. Sometimes, we may not be sure of what those intentions are, what it is that you truly want to accomplish, and to be clear on it and to be specific with it. And so when we call on the archangels, they're going to help you, as you do some journaling, as you do some meditating. And then what you do is, after you journal, to let that go, let the divine do their magic, their work, and then see what comes in for you. Those aha moments, the signs that come in for you, that is going to be everywhere, whether it's angel numbers or it's through other people, there's going to be those signs. So set those intentions, reset those intentions for a lot of us. And, like I had mentioned, this year is going to be about, rebuilding, a lot of re's in there. So, if you had set intentions already at the beginning of this month or at the last new moon and, things just got in the way, life got in the way, that's okay. The divine is always showing us and reminding us that we always have other chances. And that's what the new moon is about. That's what these new moon cycles are about. It's about all the chances that we have. And this year, it's going to be even more important. So to see that. Also, another energy that's coming in is about being gentle and kind to yourself. Because there's going to be a lot of different things that happen, and there's going to be a lot of things, and we're going to make mistakes. And I know I have made a lot of my own mistakes, but the divine is reminding us that, we are human, but, they want us to know that we can do anything that we truly want to do. And that's why this year there's, it's all about the rebuilding and resetting. And so it's so that we can take our mistakes, learn from them, and then say, hey, I'm going to start over, and I'm going to be able to do this in a way where it's going to be more effective, it's going to be more productive, for each and every one of us. And so, you know, rebuilding also means that we are recreating what it is that we truly want. And so, you know, we may not be able to get it right on point the first time around, but to know that we always have more and more chances to be able to get that right and keep growing. You know, and any time that we learn those lessons, we are always growing. We are always changing and transforming when we learn from our mistakes, when we, you know, go for it and realize that that's not where, you know, we should be or what it is that we should be doing or the result, that's not the result that you wanted. But it's important for us to say, okay, that is a lesson that I learned. And so now it's important for me to move ahead, you know, get past that, be kind and gentle to myself, forgive myself for that, and move forward and do those things and keep going. So it's about moving forward. It's about taking that action that the divine is showing you. No matter how many mistakes may come, no matter how many distractions there may be in your life, to know that you have another chance. So what is it that's coming for you when it comes to those messages? What is it that the archangels want you to know when it comes to those second chances? Is it a second chance that you need to give to someone else? Is it a second chance you need to give to yourself and forgive yourself and move forward and learn from them? If that's the case, you know, it's important for you to know that you have the support of the archangels and they are always there to guide you. And so, you know, I always stress journaling and I always stress meditating. Journaling is very important, you know, first, to really release those things that are within our mind, that are within our hearts, that have been bothering us, that have been stuck there for a while, that has been on your mind, and releasing it on paper, you know, having it concretely on paper, and then, you know, calling on the archangels, calling on your angels, and saying, okay, this I'm giving to you. You know, calling on Archangel Raphael, this I'm leaving up to you. Now, I need, and then to ask the archangels to help you to see what those lessons are and to be able to really move forward and to learn from them and transform from that. So what is it that looks like for you? So that is the energy that's coming in this week, at the end of this week. So, you know, setting those intentions is going to be great for you. All right. So before I move forward and do a little bit more of an introduction of myself, I'm going to actually take this call that is coming in. We have from area code 917. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Lisa and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
So how can I help you today?
Yeah, okay. So I'm kind of empathic, and I like to always get opinions from other people. What do you pick up around, I mean, I'm the kind of person, I stay away from discouraging people or someone that will give negative comments. Do you see any discouraging people coming around me? Because I pick up energy before I meet them or if I'm going to be working in a new environment. So I'm just trying to see what the hell this is.
So I have Archangels Michael, Raphael. Mm-hmm. So I have Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And so Archangel Michael is just reminding you that you are protected, you are supported. And so whenever you call on him, you know, I want you to imagine this, a huge bubble. And it's going to be a bubble that you put yourself in. So what you're going to do is walk in. So you're going to open the door of this bubble, walk in, and then close the door behind you. And so this is a way of really protecting your energy from the outside energies that come in. And this really is helpful for empathics like yourself. I know for myself, I do need to, every morning call on the archangels to, really support me with my energy as well, because I do tend to attract a lot of different people. So,
I'm sorry.
So yes,
this is turning me off.
Mm-hmm. So to do that first thing in the morning, call on Archangel Michael to support you with your energy, and that you should feel an instant, a refreshing feeling. When you do that, do you wake up feeling a little bit like groggy, kind of not wanting to get up, just feel heavy?
Yeah, and I pick up a lot of it throughout the day at work, and it's draining my energy. It's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
I have things that I have to work on. I have legal matters I have to work on. I have homework that I have to work on, and sometimes it's like I can't get through it because it's so much negative, and I can't keep thinking of this. It's starting to turn me off.
Yes, I totally understand that. So, first, as soon as you wake up, even while you're, getting ready to call on Archangel Michael, and really imagine being in this bubble. It's a blue and white bubble for you. So just imagining that. And then throughout the day, you should be able to be on a steady course when it comes to your energy so that you don't keep feeling this drain. Also, what I'm being shown is it's important to really eat well. I know they may sound a little odd coming from the archangels, but it's going to be important for you to eat those foods that make you feel good, and not the comfort foods like we think of, like mac and cheese, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those foods where if after you eat it, you actually feel good eating it, or after you had
eaten
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So because heavy foods, after you eat it, you wish that you didn't eat it, but you really wanted it. That's not the type of food we're talking about. So, to focus on those foods, I do hear beets and bananas for you too. And that's going to help with your root chakra and your solar plexus. Your solar plexus, because what I also do see is that there are some fears coming in that does have to do with your past, and they want you to know that you can do anything, and you can be whoever it is that you really want to be. So, focusing on what it is that you're passionate about, focusing on just who it is that you are, because you are amazing. You have these gifts. And there's this light within you that is, I could feel it. And it's amazing. And that's why people are really attracted to you, because of your energy, because of this light and that love that you share with others. But it's important for you also to remember that if you don't do things for yourself, if you don't love yourself and do that self-care, you're going to burn out and you're not going to be any help for anyone. So it's really important for you to love on yourself. And I know, there's so much you have to do. There's so much that you have to take care of. But your well-being is most important, because if you're not feeding yourself, if you are not fed yourself, you can't help others. You're just going to burn out, and then who can you help then? So it's really important for you to love on yourself. Do those things that you love to do. You know, eat those foods to really, you know, keep you nourished.
Okay.
And to, you know, to really raise your vibration. Because I do see it slowing down just a little bit. But there, so it's important to also, do you do a lot of writing? Journaling?
You know what? Yeah, actually, I kind of stopped, but I got to get back into it. Yeah, I can, yeah, I was actually going to start tonight. Cause like,
oh,
I was,
wonderful.
Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that, yeah, you know what? It's like, yeah, I see what you're saying now. I'm not going to be any good to myself because it's like, I don't know. I think I'm putting out a lot on myself at the same time. Because like I said, I pick up energy from everyone, and this shit don't have anything, excuse my language, it don't have anything to do with me. I don't care about these people. I can care one way or the other. I care about myself, but it's just that when it starts to be constant 24 hours a day or nonstop, then it's I'm starting to lose it. It's like it's getting worse. So, yeah. But yeah, you're right.
So,
I have some family matters that I'm actually in the process of some legal matters coming up. So you think is majority of what I'm feeling is coming from the old family wounds that I have?
Yes. So a lot of it does have to do with that. So whenever you feel a trigger, if you feel anger, if you feel frustrations, it's because of past issues that you need to heal. So it's important for you to look at that. So journal on that. You know, what's coming in for you? What is affecting you? And just pour it all out on the journal. And what you're going to feel, you're going to feel this relief. And then I want you to call an Archangel Raphael and Archangel Uriel. And they're going to help you to see what the lessons are behind them so that you can really start to see that power that you have. And you do have this great power. You can do anything. It's just because of things people have said in the past, things people they have shown you, that is what's affecting you from really being able to see who it is that you truly are, who is able to do anything that you really want to do. Okay?
Okay, so basically what you're saying is discouragement. So I'm getting discouraged from the things that have happened in the past. And
So yeah, journal on that. Also, don't forget to put your emotions, you know, on that journal too. What is it that you're feeling? What is it that you were feeling at that time? And so work through all of that, and you're going to then be able to get these light bulb moments, these aha moments, saying, oh, I see, this is the lesson that I need to learn from that. So, you know, do this throughout this week, and then once you're done doing that with all the journaling, just pouring it all out, set your intentions. Mm-hmm. What is that you really want? What is it that you really want to accomplish this month, this year, and for the years in the future? And what I am seeing for you is you're going to find so much clarity, and you're going to really start to move faster when it comes to taking action on what it is that you need to do. So I do see a lot of things coming in for you. You just have to do this work on the healing parts. And it's going to be a little rough. You know, it's not easy to do healing, but also, be kind to yourself this week when it comes to that work, because there's going to be a lot of emotions that come with it. So, take it easy, do those things that you love to do, eat well, drink lots of water, lemon water may be a great one for you to drink as well. So, just taking care of your body, taking care of yourself, and it's going to help raise that vibration. As you do, you're going to get more and more clarity on what it is that you need to do when it comes to your family, when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to all areas of your life. You're going to start to see this switch that happens, this energy switch. And then you're going to also be able to receive get your power back, because of that you need to heal from. A lot of your power was given away to those people who have discouraged you. It's time to bring that power back, and then you're going to be able to, you know, feel that energy. You're going to be able to, you know, help more people and yourself especially. So, and you know, you may not be focused on helping other people, but when you help yourself and when you do those things that you really love to do, with what it is that you're doing, you're helping other people as well. So, you know, just know that. Yeah. And, you know, you have this great light and this love that I feel from you. And so, you know, make sure you take care of yourself. And, you know, you have to love yourself first, and have that strong foundation of loving yourself first in order to be able to help other people. Okay?
Okay. And you say eat a lot of beef and bananas. Okay, I will. So I will give you a call in a few weeks to let you know how this is going to turn out. You're right, because I put everything in my mind, you know, and it's not good. I've never been like this before, but with the legal matters are coming up, it's just, and all kinds of, and I'm picking up other people's energy. It's just throwing me into a frenzy. It's just making me, it's taking away so much of my energy where I'm just like, I'm just tired, you know, and I'm not even able to focus, and I'm forgetting things and at work, and it's just becoming too much. I know I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. Nothing is wrong with me, but it's just that I can't take all of these energies. It's just too much. You know, okay. So I was picking up the energy also of some discouraging people, and I'm the kind of person I don't consider real friends someone that's not happy for me. I don't consider them as real friends. I consider them as discouraging people, and I pick up energy of discouraging people that will not be happy for me, besides family members and some friends too. But I have to let them go. I wouldn't want anyone around me that's discouraging.
Well, you know, when you do this healing work, you're going to be able to switch that energy. It has to also do with mindset. So it, you know, with everything that has gone on in the past, them telling you can't do something or you're not good enough in some way, that mindset has been kind of ingrained in you. And so now it's important for you to do this healing work and know that you can do anything. And then what happens is, even though you're still connected with them, it's not going to affect you. It's not going to be a trigger for you, because you know who it is that you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Okay, so it's not going to – okay, so in the long run, you see me coming – like, this is all going to clear up, basically. It's just the mindset change.
Yes, and, you know, understanding that you can do anything that you truly want to do, and then doing this healing work on those times, those moments in time when you were told you couldn't do it, but then you're going to be able to switch that mindset by going back and seeing where it stemmed from and learning those lessons and why it is that they said those things. And so you're going to be able to understand. And when it comes to relationships, we have to remember that we are mirrors to each other. So, you know, whenever someone said that you couldn't do something, it's because of their own insecurities and their own things that they need to heal for themselves.
There we go. Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm starting to understand now, because things that, you know what, I can't really go into details, but I'm starting to see this now, because I'm the kind of person, I'm a happy-go-lucky person. I never put anyone down. Anyone that's doing something productive or they're happy about a goal, I'm the kind of person that would say, oh, congratulations. I would never put you down on it.
But you're right. Now I'm starting to see where this is going. Okay.
I would love to hear how it's going for you. So I can't wait for you to call back. Because there's amazing things waiting for you.
Okay. Wonderful. I feel a lot better. Because I'm like, what the heck is this? Why am I feeling this way? Okay, and this is, to me, it's turning me, I mean, I'm happy, I'm a nice person, but I don't deal with discouragement. I don't have that energy in me. But this is people that they are, those are their own securities. I don't need them. Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, stay tuned because I am going to do a meditation with Archangel Metatron to help with our energy. So that should help you too as well, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, have a wonderful week. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have from area code 916. Hello, caller. What is your name or where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ray. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I believe I'm the first-time caller here on your show, I believe.
Wonderful.
Tell me if I'm doing this right. I was wondering if I can have a reading on my career, if that's possible.
Sure. So I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you, and Archangel Uriel. They're all stepping forward for you because of a lot's happened this recently, hasn't it, for you, when it comes to career and work?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Okay. So what they're showing me is that it's going to be really important for you to look into what it is that you truly want. And so are you doing a lot of applying right now? And also, are you thinking about business at all?
So I've been doing a lot of applying. I haven't been really getting any calls back. I work in public affairs, like I'm in politics. And I've just been applying. I've applied for a couple of firms. And I don't know if I'm kind of, it's up in the air. I don't know if they're going to call me back or not. It's been about 2 weeks. And I worked on a congressional candidate, but now I want to really start my career working somewhere and not just for a candidate, you know? And it's just kind of frustrating. Mm-hmm. I want to get my career going again.
Okay. So what is it that really attracts you to what you want to do?
Because these firms that I work with, or that, you know, in my career field, it gives me the ability to work in communications where I'm at, you know, to learn and grow and take on clients, be a communicator in that sense. And the firms that I've applied to look like a really good opportunity for me to continue to grow, to be that expert, whether later on in my career I become, like a press secretary or, you know, a public relations specialist, stuff like that.
But you do realize that you have a lot of different gifts and abilities that you could combine together, right?
Right. Yep.
I, this is something that the Archangels are kind of wanting me to, you to, you know, answer and wanting me to ask you because what they're showing me is that you have so many different abilities. You have so many different gifts. And you're applying to a lot of these places where you could do separate different things, but you could combine them all. And have you thought about running your own business or being on your own?
I don't have enough experience to do it. Like, I'm just starting out. I'm only 3 years removed from college. For me to do that, I need to get that experience now from these firms, because there's just things that I'm lacking.
Okay. Well, the Archangels really want you to know that you can do it. You have that within you. And so you can combine all those things into one and do it. You can do it on your own. This is what they're trying to show you. And so, you know, even though you want, you know, all these different experiences from different different places, to know that it's all within you. This is who you are, your natural abilities that you have. And so they really want you to see that and then be able to create in a way, a business in a way that is going to be you. And I know that you want the experience and all of that. However, they're really wanting you to see that you can do more. Have you thought about, you said you're you public speak, right?
Yes.
Or have you
I'm
not?
I'm a very good public speaker. Yes. I used to have my own show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, what they're showing me is that it's going to be important for you to really get yourself out there. So have you thought about going back into speaking in public?
But, I mean, there's no really careers in doing so. The closest career that I can come to is, you know, working in public relations and public affairs. And that's what I've been trying to do is gaining that experience now while I'm young. So as I get older, I can use that experience to expand and, you know, create my own business later on, but I still need to learn the early on experience, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to the public speaking, what you have to offer is teaching, like really showing people your ideas and what it is that you can do. And so when you do that in a public forum, in any sort of way, whether it's webinars, whether it is, you know, going back on a podcast, you know, showing others who it is that you are, you're going to be able to attract those people that you want in your life. And so, you know, all the experience that you want, which doesn't have to come from a job. It can come from, you know, specific people that you meet. And it doesn't have to be from a job. So, and then, you know, I do see that you have so many different, you know, abilities and all of these ideas and just, you know, something new that you can offer. And so, you know, to present yourself in a way so that you're teaching other people what it is that you're learning, and then other people are going to be able to pick that up and be able to reach you. Does that make sense?
That's what I'm aiming for. That's my goal, is to do that, is to learn this, learn all of this and do what you said, but it's like I haven't really had that opportunity to.
So, you know, you can start that on your own. It doesn't have to come from a job. And then as you're waiting, you know, for those right people to come along, and that perfect timing is going to come, during that time, you know, communicate in a way that you can share what it is that you are able to do and those ideas that you have. And don't be afraid that, you know, someone might take those ideas, because even though you may have these great ideas and you share it, they won't be able to execute it the way that you are meant to. This is just who it is that you are. So, you know, whether it's through social media, whether it's a podcast, you know, in different ways that you have in mind that you know that you've wanted to do, go for it. You know, take that step. And then you're going to see a lot of things happen, a lot of different energies come in, and you're going to be able to meet the right people that are meant for you to be able to give you those experiences that you're looking for. You're going to be able to meet the right people, to be able to, you know, work with them and, you know, do different projects. And so I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it does. I really appreciate that.
You are very welcome. Was there anything else? I have a feeling there was something else that you wanted to ask.
I mean, yeah, just for my career that was just bad. I don't know if I can ask another question or if you need to take another call.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you see something like in my love life, I haven't dated anybody. You know, I think a lot of it had to do with my career, you know, all my energies in my career and trying to land on my feet. Do you see anybody, mm-hmm. you know, dating anybody at all? Or do you see that being prolonged, I guess?
I do see that in the future. I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward, and he's a great archangel when it comes to love, especially self-love and unconditional love. And so what you will have that. It's just it's going to take a little bit of time. And this career is going to be your first focus. And then what's going to happen is as you open up, as your energy starts to shift, that's when you're going to be able to meet that person that you're meant for. So not only are you going to meet those people that you're meant for when it comes to work, career-wise, you're also going to be able to meet the people that you're meant to be with when it comes to relationship and also friendships as well. You know, so don't be closed off, you know, on that. So, you know, so once you are able to really open up to who it is that you are and what it is that you can do, that's when your energy is going to shift and everything around you is going to change. So there may be some things that drop off. Those things that are not meant for you are going to fall away, but you're also going to be able to get those people that are meant for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well,
all right.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate all this.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Hey, you too. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So I know that before I took the calls, you know, I had mentioned that I was going to introduce myself because we are now in this evening hour and, you know, we probably will have a lot of different people, a new audience, you know, especially if you are, you know, settling down for the evening and just kind of wanting to listen in and also I believe I mentioned on my page that I was also going to do a meditation today with Archangel Metatron. And so we're going to do that. But, you know, before I, you know, go into this topic of living the life that you were meant to live, you know, I just wanted to share a little bit about myself. So I live in Wisconsin. I have three kids, a husband who's always busy working. And, you know, we've been through a lot. You know, we've had losses and we've had a lot of different things happen when it comes to career and things like that. And what I have learned from these experiences is that, you know, I can do so much more than, you know, I thought before. And so with the losses, you know, going through grief. And then, you know, that is when I was truly opened up to, you know, the spiritual part of my life. And, you know, after the grief, after the dark period that I went through. And so, you know, it's really helped me to see that, you know, I can do anything that I truly want to. And I'm able to, you know, move through grief, move through all these different struggles. And what the archangels have shown me is that we all can do that, that we all have that divine love and light within us that is meant for us to shine out into the world through our gifts, through our abilities, through our passions. And, you know, those passions are part of who it is that we are. You know, we have those passions. We have the gifts that go together so that we can, you know, step into it. That is part of our purpose. It's meant for us to really step into. And when we do, that is also how, you know, through, you know, whether it's a business that we run and through different products or services that we sell, we're going to help other people who need them, who need those services, who need those products. By doing those things that we love, that we are passionate about. Because, you know, if you really think about it, if we truly are gung-ho about something, you know, a job or career, we're going to be motivated to be to do it. We're going to want to do it. We're going to want to go to work if we truly love our jobs. And, you know, if you love your business and you, you know, you'll do anything for it to grow and expand, and you want to share it out with everyone. And so it's going to be very important for us to, you know, go after those things and not to think about, and what comes in is limiting beliefs. And, you know, those limiting beliefs saying that we don't have the resources, that we can't do it, we don't have the gifts, we don't have the abilities, the talents to do it. But if it's something that you are passionate about, and if it's something that you know that within your heart, that is something that you're meant to do, then that is meant for you, and nothing can stop you from going after that. Nothing can stop you. You know, you may say that, oh, I don't have the resources right now to do it. I don't have the financial ability. No, if it is something that you truly want to do, the divine is reminding you that they're going to bring on that abundance for you, but you have to take that step and say yes. You have to take that step by, you know, going out of your comfort zone. You know, that fear that comes in saying, you know, how am I going to do this? I don't have the resources. If I don't have the financial ability. But they want you to know that even though that you may not have that right now, if it's something that you truly know that you are meant to do, they're going to provide for you. They're going to give you those resources. They're going to shower you with the abundance that you need. But you have to say yes. And by saying yes, it's taking that next step, taking those baby steps that they show you because you told them, this is what you want. This is my intention. This is my goal. And when we, you know, set those intentions, they show us those next steps. It's up to us, though, to step out of our comfort zone, take that step, take that action on it, and then, you know, keep going because, you know what, they're going to always support you and guide you in every step of the way. So that is what living, you know, the life that you're meant to live is doing those things that you truly want. You know, what is it that you daydream of? What is it that you want to accomplish? When you think about your dream job or you think about your dream life, what does that look like? What are you doing? And then to know that through what it is that you love to do and you're passionate about, you are automatically going to be helping other people. You're going to be attracting those people that you are meant for. And you are going to really be able to, you know, help all those people to see that light that is within them as well. You know, if you see someone on the street doing those things that they really love to do, you see that within yourself. You ask yourself, I want to do that. I want to be able to do what I truly love to do. And that is how we spread that light and love. by doing those things that we love to do, and then we'll be showing other people that they can do it too. So what is it that you are meant to do? What is it that the divine is showing you that you can do? And we all have these gifts. We all have abilities. We all are, you know, we have unique gifts to us that are meant for us to use. And then we have those passions and what it is that we're passionate about and what it is that we desire to do. But it's about taking that step and, you know, stepping out of our comfort zone. Last year was all about stepping out of our comfort zone. We did that whether we liked it or not. For some of us, for some things, it was uncomfortable, you know, having to be in lockdown or to wear masks all the time while you're working or out and about. But we were pushed out of our comfort zone. And so now they're really showing us, the divine is showing us that you were pushed once out of your comfort zone. You know you can do it. You came out of it, and you're still, even though we're still within the pandemic, we're towards the end of it. And they want you to see that you can do it. You are able to do it. That is why it's important for us to really go after those things that we are truly meant to do. So what does that look like for you? Is it writing? Is it, you know, creating a business? Is it, you know, when it comes to a job, doing having a job that you love? It's to not thinking about the experiences that you need or not thinking about skills that you need before you get the job. Think about it. If you, when you first got a job, you didn't have any of the skill sets. You didn't have any of the experience. But after that first time, you did get that job, right? Well, if you're still a little young, you know, you might not have that job yet. But, you know, we all, you know, when it comes to being in the working world, you had to start somewhere. So, and we didn't have those experiences and those skills at the beginning. So we have to think of it in that way. Even though you may not have the skills and the experiences that you need in order to get a job, to know that if you have that desire, if you know that this is what you are truly passionate about, that energy is going to come out. And then you're going to be able to get that job. Or, you know, if there's a career that you want to build, a business that you want to build, what does that look like? What is it that you really want to accomplish? You know, whether it has to do with climate, whether it has to do with working with people, working with animals, healing, you know, whatever that looks like to you, what does that truly look like? And that's why, you know, with always with the people, the new moon, you know, setting those intentions. What is it that you truly want? What is it that you want to accomplish this month, this year, in the next few years? What does that look like? And be specific, you know, write it down, and then let it go. You know, the divine hears you, and they see what it is that you're doing. And then now what they're going to show you is your next steps. What it is that you can truly do, not in order to really move forward into your purpose and what it is that you are meant to do. So what does that look like for you? So that is, we're already at the top of the hour. So before I go, I'm going to do a meditation. We have Archangel Metatron stepping forward for us to really help cleanse our chakras and to really help us to really be renewed. And so, you know, with this being a new show as well, it kind of comes in perfect timing so that, you know, if you're listening for the first time, this energy healing is going to really help to clear out some of the old energy, so that you can be ready for the new energy, the messages from the divine that we are meant for, and so that we can move forward and be able to do those things that we're meant to. So if you are able to, and if you're ready for bed, you know, this may be a perfect time too, because I do have people who fall asleep during the meditations which I do, which is very normal. So if you're already ready for bed, you know, I encourage you to, you know, either lay down or sit comfortably and close your eyes. And then what we're going to do is take a few deep breaths in through your nose, up through your mouth. And then we're going to put our hands on our hearts. So what this does is really help your mind go to your heart chakra and your heart space. So we're going to go to our heart space, and we're going to create an atmosphere that is calming for you, that helps you to be still and be at peace. So that may be elements of nature, like a body of water, trees, a sunset, a mountain, any animal, whatever it is that helps you to kind of zone out. I know for myself, you know, whenever I look out into water, I tend to kind of zone out and just focus on the beauty that is out there, as well as sunsets. I love sunsets. So you create that atmosphere in your heart space that is very calming for you. And if you can't see it, that's okay. You know, you could put words in there to really help you to picture. Whichever way is works for you. And then once we have that space, we're going to place a door in this space, an open door. And this open door is an invitation for your angels, your guides, and the archangels to step in to our heart space. And what they're going to do, especially your angels, your guardian angels, and your guides, are going to surround the space. They're going to be at the perimeter of the space. And they're going to be supporting your energy. So they're going to send you this bright white light of energy that goes to you. And as it supports your energy, it's also going to raise your vibration. So you may feel lighter. You may feel like you may be floating. So they're supporting your energy. They're raising your vibration. And then we're going to have the archangel step forward. They're going to be right around your physical body and your energetic body, and they're going to be sending you. So Archangel Metatron, we have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel, and they're going to be sending you their energy, which is also going to be an energy of love. Whenever they send us energy, it's also of love and light. So to take a few deep breaths and see and really feel into that energy that they bring. So keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as they send you this energy, there's a yellow energy, a blue, a green, and a white energy. It's going to be swirling around you, and this energy is going to pick up all the old energy within your chakras, and it's going to be sucked into this vortex of energy that they're sending, that the archangels are sending. And as it does, it's going to pull it up into this cloud of energy, this violet cloud of energy above you. And what this cloud is going to do is to transmute and transform the old energy into new. So it's going to look like sparkling drops of rain that comes down. So it's going to shower upon you, and it's going to fill the spots of energy where the old energy was taken out. So as it does, I want you to take a few deep breaths and also notice what it is that the archangels want you to hear, what it is that your angels want you to know, just how amazing you are, and that you can do anything. So keep taking those deep breaths and breathe out the old energy, all the sick energy. Blow it out. Your chakras opened. So they're going to open up your crown chakra, your third eye, and your throat chakra, in your heart chakra, in your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra. So they're all going to be opened up, and they're going to fill out the space that you're in to really fill it with your energy. And source energy is going to come in, this rainbow energy that comes from above, and it's going to come down through each of your chakras. And this rainbow energy is going to help cleanse each of your chakras as it goes down through each, from your crown chakra all the way down to your root chakra. And then source energy's rainbow is going to come back out through your feet, and it's going to spread out. So it's going to spread your energy. It's going to spread the divine energy up from your feet to those around you. So take a few deep breaths. And as we end this meditation, the archangels are going to help contract your chakras so that it aligns right back into your body, in the middle of your body. And as they do, just really listen for those messages that come in, that's within your heart, telling you just how amazing you are and what it is that you can do. So keep taking those breaths. And now the archangels are going to, from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white and blue light that goes down. And this is going to ground your energy. And from the center of the earth all the way back up to your feet, there's going to be this orb of energy that comes up, this green and blue energy and white up through your feet. And it's going to fill every cell of your body. Take a few deep breaths as it comes up. And then as it goes to your crown chakra, it's going to spill out and over, just like a fountain of water. And when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body if you're still awake, and you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope that this meditation, which you can do over and over again, is one that helps you to just release some of this old energy that's stuck within, helps you to really then be able to see what it is that you're meant to do, what your next steps are. And don't forget to set those intentions this week, you know, while we're in this new moon energy, so that you can really continue to, you know, grow and transform and to know that you are all amazing. It overwhelms me sometimes how amazing that the divine has created us, you know, in their image, and just, you know, how it is that we are able to accomplish so many things. But it's these limiting beliefs that does keep us from taking those next steps, the fears that come in. So, you know, I want you to remember that you can do anything that you truly want to if you are truly passionate about it. And there's nothing stopping you except for yourself to be able to do those things that you truly want to do. And so, you know, as you do the healing work, as you do journaling, to, you know, have in the back of your mind that you were created in the image of the divine. So that means that you are perfect. Can do anything that you truly want. Who it is that you truly are is who you are meant to be. And so no matter how it is that we act, no matter how it is that you dress, no matter how it is that you speak, know that if it's natural to you, if it's who it is that you truly are, that is who you are meant to be. And no one else can be that. No one else can be you. Just you. So shine that out. Share it with people. Share those experiences that you've had from your past, because they are meant for you to share. And, you know, I always mention this, is that we're all teachers and healers in some way. You know, when we share those experiences that we've been through, we're teaching others. When we share the lessons that we've learned, we also heal others as well. You don't know who you're going to be reaching, and you're always going to be attracting those people that you're meant for. So when you share those things that you're meant to share, when you share your experiences, your struggles, all that you've gone through, and the lessons behind it, you never know who it is that needs to hear it at that moment. And so, you know, this is also why I do what I do, because I know that I'm meant to share all of these things, and you never know who it is that needs to hear it. So who is it that you need to reach? What kind of platform? You know, it could be social media, it could be, you know, face-to-face with someone. Who is it that you need to reach? And then what is it that you need to share? And be that teacher and healer that you're meant for. And that is how you become that. Be that love and light for others as well. So before we end the show, I am going to take this last caller here. We have area code 347. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I thought that the passage of that answer, what you did and didn't do, was really one of
the
most important.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, you know, thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
I wanted you to take a look at any sort of job change for me with my current job, or any sort of love, if you pick up on anything in any of those areas for me.
So I have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Samuel for you. And what they're sharing is that it's important for you to truly love who it is that you are first. There's a lot that you've gone through. I could feel it within my heart chakra. It just kind of, I'm feeling that. And so first, to love yourself, you know, and to be gentle with yourself. and to be kind to yourself, you know, and to know that whatever it was, it wasn't, it's not your fault. It's not something that you did, but to know that you are amazing and you are worth it. I hope that makes sense when I say those things. I have a feeling that there are some things that are you're thinking about right now that have to do with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was looking for a job change because it's just always something at my job.
But it's really important for you to really see that you are worth it. Because if you don't see it within yourself, other people won't. So it's important for you to see that within yourself. And there are a lot of things that have happened in the past that where it stems from. Things that people have said to you, things that people have shown you that are not who it is that you are, but to know that you can do it and you are worth it, okay? You know, and also has to do with love too. If you can't see that love for yourself and have that strong foundation of love for yourself, no one else is going to love you the way that you can. So you need to be able to see that first. And when you're able to see your worth, you're able to see that you are amazing and that you can do anything that you truly want to do, that's when everything changes for you. That's when your energy shifts. And that's when you'll be able to find the love that you're meant for, which I do see, and the abundance that you're meant for. We're all meant for abundance. When it comes to career, when it comes to, you know, all areas of your life, the relationships other than love, you know, friendships, that starts to change as well. I do see that you've had some rough patches there also in that. And so it's really important for you to see your worth first in order to be able to, you know, send that energy out to others so that you can find that job that you're meant for. And you have these amazing abilities. You have these gifts. But because of what you went through in the past, you've kind of buried it. Who it is that you truly are is it's buried under all these limiting beliefs and all of these fears and doubts about yourself. But you have to see that you are amazing. And, you know, I can see all the different gifts that you have. You have these amazing skills and talents and abilities that you're meant to use. But you have to truly love yourself first. And it's about doing some healing work. So, you know, if you have any questions about that, you can, you know, reach me on Facebook for that and ask questions. You know, I can help you through that. But it's really important for you to dig through that and really find where it stems from. You know, who it is that have told you that you're not good enough in some way, and it's carried on throughout your relationships as well as your job. And so once you are able to see that worth within yourself and love yourself, who it is that you truly are, that's when everything starts to change. Those things that you're not meant for start to fall away, and then those things that you are meant for are going to be there for you. So the people that you're meant to meet, the job that you're meant for, they're all going to be there, but it's important for you to really clear out and do this healing work. And you're then going to be able to see with clarity what it is that the divine wants you to see, just with your worth and just how amazing you are. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was there anything else you want, anything you wanted to share? That's coming up for you. I just feel like there's a lot of emotion.
Yeah, everything you said is really accurate, and I want to get to a better place in my life where I can start to work on those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's because of the job hasn't come along, the right one yet, where I feel appreciated, or because I would like to move so bad. Yes.
It starts with you. It's all about that inner work and knowing your worth. Because if you can't see it within yourself, other people are going to pick up on that energy. Whether you're able to really see that or not. And so it's important for you to really see that. And you have all of these gifts. And I wish I could share with you all that, I'm seeing. But, the archangels really want you to really see that for yourself. So what's going to help you first is to do some journaling work. So journal out all those emotions, all of those things that you've been through, all of those memories that have to do with others telling you that you can't do it or you're not able to do it in some way. And know that the divine wants you to see that you can do it and you are worth it. So, all those things that come into your mind, all those things that are within your heart, including the emotions, I want you to start to write all of that down. And some of them are going to be emotional, and it's going to take some time. But when you are able to clear all of this out, you're then going to be able to gain the clarity that the divine wants you to hear so that you can really start to move forward and really start to be able to understand what it is that you're meant to do, what it is that you need to see about yourself and just how great you are, because you are amazing. I see that, and you are meant to do so much more. But it starts with doing that healing work. And yes, it's not easy, but it is necessary. So, bringing up some of the old stuff, it's not going to be a lot of people think that, why is it important for us to bring up all the old stuff and bring it out into the open and bring it out into the surface when it hurts? But it's there so that we can work on it and so that we can really be able to learn from it and then let it go. And then it won't affect us and it won't be brought into the different relationships that we come forward and jobs and things like that. So, start writing. If you don't have a journal, I would get a journal, maybe two. I see it being filled. So, that's going to be your first step, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once you do, you're going to start feeling better. You're going to be able to start feeling refreshed. You're going to be, able to, do you have a hard time right now, getting up in the morning?
Yeah.
And do you have some body aches?
Yeah, I do.
So, when you're able to, let a lot of this go and write it down, you're going to feel much better. You're going to start feeling better. And you're going to start being able to do more things for yourself. And then you're going to be able to hear what it is that your next steps are so that you can keep moving forward. Okay?
Okay.
And, I will be back on next week, so you can call back in, let me know what of your progress. If you have any other questions, you can ask them as well. But this week, really focus on you and focus on that healing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's take one other caller here. We have area code 805. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you. My name is Donna, and I'm from California.
Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Just relaxing, watching TV all day. Staying in, not much happening. Oh, gosh. I have a friend that I knew from 30 years ago, but she's going to come here with her mom. She has an RV. She's going to come here to where I live, in California, and she's going to get her mom treatment at the hospital here for her cancer or something. But she's a bit of a problem. I mean, she has anxiety, but she also has paranoia. And so if she thinks, and I don't want her too much at my apartment building, because when she talks to anybody, then she thinks that they're going to do something and this and that and that. So will she eventually leave here, do you think?
So why is she going over there?
I don't know. I mean, maybe because I'm the only one that's her friend, I guess. I don't know. And then her mom's going to have cancer treatments at the clinic here.
Okay.
I mean, she
your
could have
friend
had that
right now. Oh, I see. So your friend, and there's a specific reason why, and it does have to do with you. You know, and how long did you say, 30 years you've been friends?
30 years, yeah. I'm 67, she's 57. I just
okay.
knew her, you know,
so
for about a year.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you know, you're going to be a big help to her. And that's why, you know, she's coming to you. And even though she may have a lot of these paranoias, you give her that calm. That's why she's really attracted to you, and that's why she's going over there to see you. So right now, first, it's going to be important for you to shield your energy. So call on Archangel Michael and, you know, and prepare for it before she comes. Also, it's going to be important for you to journal at this time. And I know that may sound strange, but the journaling is going to help you to release your own anxieties that are coming in and your own fears that are coming in. And so that, because when you have those fears and anxieties, you're just pushing more onto her. So she's going to be even more anxious. And she's going to be even more paranoid if you still have those fears. So you're going to release them on this piece of paper, you know, and write as long as you need to. Anything that comes in, just write it all down.
Okay.
And, you know, that's going to help with your energy too. Now, she is going to eventually leave.
Okay, good.
So, you know, just know that. But, you know, she is leaning on you because you are that energy that she needs. And so you're that calming energy, but also you are that supportive energy that she needs. And so to know that, and I feel you do tend to attract that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, people coming to you for advice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you are very empathic. And so,
I am.
You know, it's important for you to do that shielding, but also know that you will be able to help her, you know.
Okay,
and,
that's good.
And you're going to be able to help her. And even though it may not be completely, you know, to help her, you're going to be able to help her relax a little bit. Because, yeah, her mom situation is really, you know, it's a high-level anxiety for her, lots of stress for her. So, you know, that's why she wants to be near you. So, you know, just remember to shield and do that work on yourself so that you're prepared. But know that, you know, she won't be there forever. And that you're
going
to be able to help her.
New York. Yeah, because I think they have a place in upstate New York. So they might go back up there.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You know, just, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just heard, I don't know if you were speaking with someone else, or what that was. But yeah, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, you are that support for her. And so, you know, don't worry about her staying, you know, forever, but to know that you are helping her and that you are guiding her. And just share what it is that's within your heart. Do you have similar experiences with her?
Well, my mom was sick and she came. When my mom was sick, she, you know, years ago, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, she came and helped out with my mom a little bit. But she's got this way, though. She gets real paranoid, and then she starts threatening you. So that part of her I don't like too much.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, just keeping that calm self that you are, and just, you know, try to have her. And what you're going to do, when you share those things that you've been through, and that's why also she's attracted to you, because you have similar experiences.
Yeah.
So when you share your lessons, it's so funny, I just shared that, you know, when we share our experiences, we're teachers, but also when we share what we learned, we're healers. And so... I just shared this. So you know, just share what it is that you felt, you know, so that you can have that relation, and then share with her what it is, and then share what it is that you've learned with her.
Okay.
And it'll help her a lot. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask you real quick, because I have not been in a relationship for 10 years with a guy. I was in one for 14 years. He passed, and I don't know. Everybody says it's this town. You just don't meet anybody. Will I meet someone eventually?
I do see that, you know, that will happen. Just, you know, be sure to keep working on you. And I do see someone coming in. It may not be, you know, when you wanted to, but, you know, just know that, you know, there are going to be not only that special someone, but you're going to have other friendships also that come in.
Oh, good.
So, you know, even though we're in this pandemic, that doesn't mean that we can't forge those relationships. So I do see that coming for you. So, you know, just keeping open, just keeping you and, you know, working on your own anxieties and fears, letting those go. And then what you're going to see is you're going to be able to meet those people that you're meant to meet. Okay?
Oh, great. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So we are hour and a half in. And so... You know, I just want to send everyone lots of love and light. You know, there's a lot of things going on nowadays, but know that, you know, if you are who it is that you're meant to be and doing those things that you're meant to do, then you're able to shine that love and light out to others. And they're then going to be able to see what it is that they need to see about themselves. So, you know, keep being who it is that you are, you know, set those intentions, dream big, you know, and take those action steps that the divine is showing you. And what you're going to see is start to see the abundance that we're all meant for. You're going to be able to see just how amazing you are and what it is that you can do. And then you're going to be able to live that life that you're meant to, that you're going to meet those people that you're meant to. You're going to, you know, have those relationships that you're meant to. You're going to be able to have the job and the career that you're meant to. So just, you know, being yourself and, you know, and really taking those steps. February is going to be a month of taking steps, taking that next step that the divine is showing you. So what is that for you? So, you know, do the journaling, do some meditating. You could do the meditation that I did hear over and over again as you need to. I also, if you go to psychictalk.net/compassionate, you can find all my past episodes as well that I've had in previous shows. So whatever calls to you, you know, just listen. And, you know, most of them, I do have meditations at the end as well. So sending you all lots of love and light. We do have Day coming up on Sunday, which actually is an anniversary for me and my husband. But, you know, I'm sending you all, you know, as always, sending you all lots of love and light. I hope you have a great weekend, rest of your week. Set those intentions and let it go, and then see what it is those next steps are, because the divine is going to show you. So thank you so much for those who called in, those who listened in. And, you know, if you're listening afterwards, if you need to reach me, if you have any questions, you can go to facebook.com/angelichealerandteacherkath. That's C-A-T-H. And you can reach me through that. You can message me and say, hey, you know, I just had a question. And, you know, I will always respond back. So, and then also on that page, I do have messages from the archangels, as well as the energy of the week that I do usually on Mondays. So be sure to join me there if you would like. You can also share those messages out to others that you know of that could really use those messages. And so, all right, that is it for me today, but I will see you, I will talk to you all next week. So, you know, feel free to call me then as well. I'd love to hear updates and just how it is that you've been feeling when it comes to this week's energy. And so I look forward to it from all of you. Sending you all lots of love and light, and talk to you all soon. So bye-bye for now.